It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, Monday afternoon means USDA releases their weekly crop progress crop condition ratings report. This report, of course, gives us an idea of what the previous week's weather's influence was on our crops and just where our crop development stages are sitting and where crop ratings are sitting. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the report.
Opportunities aren't always easy to recognize. They can occur anytime, and usually when you aren't prepared or are too busy. That's where we come in. We do risk management. That's all we do. Whether it's deciding on government programs to deciding on which crop insurance policy best fits your operation, Martinson Ag can properly evaluate the best direction to protect your investment. As commodity brokers and insurance agents, we evaluate risk. Contact Martinson Ag Risk Management today, 701-205-4200.
USDA released their weekly crop progress crop condition ratings report on Monday afternoon, and we continue to see a crop that is slowly advancing with crop development and some states that continue to trail behind their five-year average pace. When as of October 6th, 87% of the nation's corn was mature versus 81 average. So we are overall seeing most states ahead of their five-year average pace, except for Colorado, which is about 3% behind its average pace. North Dakota is 5% behind its average pace, and Pennsylvania is 17% behind its average pace. But corn harvest is at 30% complete. That's versus 27 for the five-year average. That was 4% less than expected by the trade. Corn crop condition ratings were left unchanged, as crop condition ratings really aren't meaning much at this time frame, especially since the harvest is rolling forward and we're seeing yield results. But we did see conditions stay unchanged at 64%, good to excellent. Soybeans dropping leaves were at 90% versus 85 average, with, again, only two states showing below average progress. Minnesota, which came in about 1% less than expected, and North Carolina, which is about 8% off of its average pace. 47% of the nation's soybeans are harvested versus 34 on the average. As far as conditions, soybean conditions did drop 1% to 63%, good to excellent. And what we did see was some major changes in some states, where we did see Minnesota drop 2%, Illinois drop 3%. We did see Nebraska drop 4%. Those were the big losers, but we did see South Dakota improve by 8%. As far as wheat, planting is now at 51% complete, 3% behind the expectations. But that's versus 52 average, and it does appear that most producers were concentrating on combining soybeans and not combining corn or planting winter wheat. Emergence is sitting at 25%, which is equal to the five-year average. Pasture rangelands dropped 1% to 25%, good to excellent. Topsoil moisture dropped 7% to 48%, surplus to adequate, while we saw subsoil moisture drop 4% to 48%, surplus to adequate. As far as North Dakota specific crops, canola harvest is now 90% complete. Sunflower conditions were at 63% good to excellent, and harvest is at 3%. And dry edible bean harvest has picked up to be at 88% complete.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.